From the News Center, a news focus.
It's often said children eat what they like, but the results of a new study by Penn State nutritionists suggests that when it comes to meals, it's more accurate to say children do not eat what they dislike. It's an important difference, says lead researcher Kathleen Keller, associate professor at Penn State. She conducted an experiment involving 61 children aged 4 to 6 to assess the relationship between the liking of foods in a meal and subsequent intake. The research revealed that when presented with a meal, disliking is a stronger predictor of what youngsters eat than liking. Study co-author John Hayes, director of the Sensory Evaluation Center in the College of Ag Sciences, said, "For 50-plus years, we've known liking and intake are positively correlated, but this often leads to the mistaken assumption that if it tastes better, you will eat more. Reality is a bit more nuanced," he said. The experiment involved 7 foods being served to children on a tray: chicken nuggets, ketchup, chips, grapes, broccoli, cherry tomatoes, and cookies. Children were asked to rate their liking of the food initially, then the remaining food was weighed and compared with what the kids said they liked and disliked. There was a strong correlation between consumption or non-consumption, in this case, and the foods the children said they didn't like. The data is more consistent with the notion that children do not eat what they dislike, according to researchers. Even at a young age, Keller said, children's food choices are influenced by their parents and peers. So we need to be careful with assumptions about what truly is driving their behavior when they sit down to eat a meal. Because children in the United States continue to consume insufficient amounts of vegetables, the findings of research projects such as this one are of great interest to parents who want to know how they can improve their child's nutrition. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.